My next guest probably makes a lot of people angry. Actually, if he does his job right, nobody knows that he's done his job, and therefore there isn't any anger. But I'm guessing that's not the way it works all the time. His name is Jeff Irwin, and he runs a website called the Alibi Network. You would go to him if you needed somebody to lie for you. Let's say you needed somebody to cover for you while you were cheating with your spouse, or you needed somebody to call in sick for you, or you needed to get out of a date and you wanted to have somebody prearrange a time where, you know what, at 9 o'clock tonight, you call me at this number so I can get out of this thing just in case it's a disaster. He provides those services for a fee and joins me here this afternoon on KMOX. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Paul. You know, you summed it up perfectly. So I don't think you need me anymore.
Well, no, I do need you because I want to know how many people you've made angry.
Well, as of right now, zero. I mean, except for the people that listen to these interviews. But let me just stress this, and you know, people can believe it or not. What we're doing absolutely saves relationships, marriages, family situations that turn terrible because of infidelity. When people, you know, there's a movie, The 7-Year Itch. Obviously, everybody knows that movie, or people old enough to have these relationships know this movie. And what happens is if people have that 7-year itch and it's a short-term type of affair and it's not going to reoccur, it's a one-time thing, there's no reason for the spouse or the children to have any notion about it. Let it be done and let it go away and never come back.
You don't think you're facilitating that sort of thing, making it easier for guys to cheat on their wives or women to cheat on their husbands?
People are going to cheat with or without our services. And so I don't believe it's going to make it easier. I think people who are already going to do it and know in their mind they're going to do it, I think it's comforting to know to them that there is somebody there just like a good friend that they could confide in without having to worry about a repercussion from the friend, because you know we do like a buddy would do. Hey, do me a favor, cover for me. I want to go to the poker game. Just tell her you're going out with me for dinner. We have to talk about some problem I'm having. That type of thing. You know, that's how people have been doing that for years. I mean, for centuries.
All right, let's use a hypothetical here. Let's say my buddy Mike over here was cheating on his wife, which he's not doing. He's a happy family man.
Not this week.
We're completely in hypothetical land here. And he calls you up and says, listen, I want to be able to go out with her to the Ritz-Carlton on Saturday, but I cannot fool my wife. I cannot look her in the eye and lie. What can you guys do for me?
Well, first of all, I would ask, or actually our alibi specialists that he would be speaking with would ask several questions. For instance, their background, what they do, things that make sense in their life that they could coincide with an absence, a justified absence. In your case, since she's in radio, there's a radio training seminar of some kind. We would talk about it. And we could send emails, we could make phone calls, just confirming these things. We can make it so his absence will be justified.
So you could really gin up the whole works here so that we're phonying up documents and emails and all sorts of stuff?
You can actually go, say you're going to be staying overnight at a hotel, and you can say you're out of town, and when you're actually not out, you're in St. Louis. But you could tell your spouse that you're in Detroit on business, but you're actually still in St. Louis. We could supply you with a Detroit phone number that they could reach you on. You could actually call your spouse from a phone in St. Louis, and it would be rerouted saying that the call is coming from, let's say, the Renaissance Center in Detroit.
Wait, so if she has caller ID, it's going to show up with a Detroit area code?
Detroit area code and the place that ever, whatever they choose. We choose it not to be something very popular because of the fact that it might be easier to trace. But we definitely leave a paper trail to make things make sense.
And how much would that cost, Mike?
Well, if he wants to, off air, we can negotiate.
He doesn't want to. I'm just talking hypothetical here. Okay. Give me an idea. Are we talking like $100, $1,000?
Well, it really depends on how elaborate or how basic he wants.
Well, the scenario we just talked, just the scenario you just made up for us right there.
The scenario about that we made up right there, is it an overnight stay? It is an overnight stay if he's going to be in Detroit.
Yeah.
So it would run him roughly about anywhere from $125 to $150, which is very cheap considering the ramifications of being found out.
Hey, look, Mike can afford the Ritz-Carlton. He can afford an extra $150 bucks there, no problem.
Oh, yeah, well, actually, if he wants the Ritz-Carlton, that's an extra $500.
It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX, talking with Jeff Irwin, who runs a website called thealibinetwork.com, where they charge you a fee to lie for you to your employer, to your spouse, to... well, pretty much anybody, including, here's one of the things I found on your website that you need to explain to me, Jeff, virtual employment. Now, what is that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Now, this is, for instance, for people that necessarily don't have to be attached but are looking to become attached. Now, say, for instance, you go into a club or you meet somebody and you're... really, your job is not very impressive, okay? You know, it's not like you're a radio host. You're something that's let's say...
you're in TV instead.
Much below that.
Okay.
You know, an everyday ho-hum job, and you want to impress somebody.
Okay.
And what we do is we provide you with a virtual business that you can have. It can be anything. We provide you with a website, with even your own private secretary... your business phone number, business cards, anything that you wish to make the impression that you're much larger than life.
So once again, using a real-life example from our show, you take our loser producer, Chris, he's on the bottom rung of the radio ladder, which is not really a tall ladder to begin with, but let's just take Chris, a single guy, and he goes out someplace and he meets some young lady and he really wants to impress her, and telling her that he works on the Paul Harris Show and KMOX isn't really going to do it. So he wants to make it seem like he's a big shot with his own company. You guys fake all that stuff for him.
Right. What we would do is I would suggest that we could get him set up so he could be one of those people, those construction workers that hold the stop sign.
Well, that would be up the ladder, absolutely. For this service, Jeff, you would charge Chris how much?
That service, depending with cards or with, depends on the how elaborate. Again, if they want the cards, the whole package, that would run $200, and that would, plus there would be a maintaining fee if they want to continue it monthly with the secretary, which would just be pretty much that's a small fee. It's about a $10 a month charge to continue the ruse.
Now, people who are listening are thinking, oh, Paul made this up. This guy's not really on the up and up. He's not really doing this. How many actual clients can you possibly have, Jeff?
Well, right now, actually, we have about over 2,000 clients now. We just had a major surge because prior to last week, we were pretty much a by word of mouth company. And we have seen some expansive growth in the last week, and it's just phenomenal.
Wow!
So
well,
we're actually looking for some future services that are going to go hand in hand, which I can't discuss right now. But it seems like it could be another blockbuster like this is.
What's the cheapest thing you offer?
I'm sorry.
What's the cheapest thing? The least expensive thing you offer?
The least expensive would be just actually. Our cheapest thing right now is absolutely free, now that you mentioned it. There's a special that is going on right now that when you go to our website, you'll see it. And all you have to do is join with a nominal $35 membership fee, which will last a year. And we'll give you a full month of alibis via the email alibis, which normally go for $10 each time, but I mean, you can do as little or as as many as you need to help you through your situation at no charge just for signing up.
Jeff, I appreciate your time this afternoon. The website is alibinetwork.com, and if you're in the market for that sort of thing, this guy, here, before you go, Jeff, I got to ask you.
Yes.
It sounds to me like first you come up with the idea, and then you sit around with a bunch of other friends and say, okay, now what can we really do? What if we hired some actors and actresses and we had them play these parts and we could get, you know, have somebody run down to Kinko's and make up some, I mean, is that how this the whole thing started?
Well, it actually started from a model that we found that is going on in Europe and had been going on for the last 5-6 years. And we found that it was very successful over there, and we thought we'd bring it into the United States because, quite frankly, the infidelity rate is much higher. We did a lot of research, and we found that this is something that should be big and is big. And for the right reasons. It's as bad as it sounds, there's also a good side to this company.
Well, the good side is all the email I'm going to get from people who hate your guts because they're 100% sure that you're responsible for men cheating on their wives and women cheating on their husbands. So congratulations for that part.
Well, I also look at it that people that are doing that are going to forget about their relationships, and they're going to continue with their life as if nothing happened and have a wonderful rest of their marriage and rest of their life.
And if not, well, we can at least gin up the paperwork to make it look like it did. Thanks for your time today, Jeff. I appreciate it. Jeff Irwin, the Alibi Network, here on the Paul Harris Show.